translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Vijay, Om Gyana Slakaya Tasum Yena Tasmai Sri Gure Namaha. I am thinking about myself and also, O best amongst the demigods, about you, as well as above all the demigods, sages, denizens of Pitaloka, devotees of the Lord, and all men obedient to the system of Varna and Ashram in human society. Purport. To effect the perfection of human life, there must be cooperation between men and demigods, sages, denizens of the Pitiloka, devotees of the Lord, and the scientific system of Varna and Ashram orders of life. Distinction between human life and animal life is therefore begins with the scientific system of Varna and Ashram, guided by the experience of the sages in relation with the demigods, gradually rising to the summit of re-establishing our eternal relationship with the Supreme Absolute Truth, the Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. When the God-made Vanashram Dham was strictly meant for developing human consciousness animal consciousness into human consciousness, and human consciousness into godly consciousness, is broken by advancement of foolishness. The whole system of peaceful and progressive life is at once disturbed. In the age of Kali, the first attack of the venomous snake strikes against the God-made God Vanashram Dharma, and thus a person properly qualifies a Brahmana is called a Sudra, and a Sudra by qualification is passing as a Brahmana. All on a false birthright claim. To become a Brahmana by birthright claim is not at all bona fide, although it may be a fulfillment of one of the conditions. But the real qualifications of the Brahmana is to control the mind and senses and cultivate tolerance, simplicity, cleanliness, knowledge, truthfulness, devotion, and faith in the Vedic wisdom. In the present age, consideration of the necessary qualification is being neglected, and the false birthright claim is being supported even by the popular sophisticated poet, the author of Ramachandrita Manasa. This is all due to the influence of the age of Kali. Thus Mother Earth, represented as the cow, was lamenting a regrettable condition. So, in this... In this purport, we're talking about distinction at first about animal life and human life, and the scientific system of Vanashram and how it works. So first of all, I'm going to open up by speaking what the Acharyas say is animal life, especially Narottam Das Thakur. Where is it now? This is from Srila Prabhupada's purport Anitai, it's Nityananda Nisha, Nishta, Nitai Kadapadapadalam Bhajan. This is Prabhupada. All the songs of Narottam Das Thakur, he wrote six purports to Narottam Das Thakur's song. So this is one of them. And in this purport, he's talking what actually animal life is. So I won't read all the purport because it's quite a long purport. So I just read, real pleasure is Nityananda, eternal pleasure. So anyone who has no contact with Nityananda is understood that his life is spoilt. Sambandha nahi jara bara jama jali tara sehi pasu bara juchara. Narottam Das Thakur uses here a very harsh word. Please say, notice, not my word. Narottam Das Thakur says this. He says that a human being is an animal, an uncontrolled animal. There are some animals that cannot be tamed. So anyone who has not contacted Nityananda is considered an untamed animal. Say pasu para duvachara. Why? Because Nitai, Tadyabala, Mukti, he had never uttered the name of Lord Nityananda. So also, what is it now? In the Shimba, this is from the Beda base, Shrimad Bhagavatam, 8.3.17. In this material world, everyone is a pasu, an animal, because of the bodily conception of life. And this is from the Science of Self-Realization. Spiritual life means human life, and material life means animal life. That's all we have. That is all we have to make. So then this Vanan Ashram says, so it says in the purport, in the Prabhupada, what is the one has not connected with Nityananda is an animal. So what does this mean? This means that we have not connected to a bona fide spiritual master. And the spiritual master, he's a manifestation of the spiritual master has two manifestations. In the material world, he manifests as a spiritual master. And in the spiritual world, he is Radha Priya Sakhi. And this is, we know, we sing every morning. We sing every morning the glories of the spiritual master. And so we know we sing every morning, but do we actually really understand? Because it says here, so many other verses that now this verse 7, Sakshat Sadavatena Samasastra Yuktas Sata Bhagavatasati Kunta Prabhu Eva Prevatasya Vandeyam Sri Guru Aravindam. The spiritual master is honored as much as the Supreme Lord because he is the most confidential servitor of the Lord. This is acknowledged in the revealed scriptures and followed by all the authorities. Therefore, offer my obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. He was a bona fide representative of Sri Hari. And another verse is verse 6. Nakunja yu no rati keli siddhai ya yukta yakti yukta prasidhyaya tatra dakshat avalasya vandeshivandeshiguramadam. The spiritual master is very dear because he is an expert assisting the gopis at different times, who at different times making tasteful arrangements for the perfection of Radha and Krishna's congenial loving affairs in the groves of Vrindavan. Offer my respectful obeisances unto lotus feet of the spiritual master. So when we made this connection to Lord Nityananda through the manifestation of the spiritual master, as sadhikas, he will engage us in this vana and ashram system. And we know, but also at the same time, we have to advance from the vana and ashram system. Because the acharyas say that there's Nitya Leela and there's Namikada Leela. Namikada Leela means temporary or occasional Leela or Dharma. So we all know that now, why it's temporary? Because we see brahmacharis changing ashrams to brahmachari to grahastha, and then they go to vanaprast, and then some may even take sannyas, and some may even just jump from brahmachari to sannyas, like that. So it's like that. It's temporary. Now, in this book, this is Prabhupada's first book, which he wrote in Radha Damodar Temple. It's In Search of Life's Ultimate Goal. And it's not a BBT book. The copyright is owned by the Gaudiya Math, but it is Prabhupada's first book. And it's a conversation between Ramananda Roy and Lord Caitanya. And we know all the conversation is between Lord Caitanya asked Ramananda Roy, what is the ultimate goal of life? And Lord Caitanya, Lord Caitanya, and Ramananda Roy replies, Vananashram Dharma. And Lord Caitanya does not accept this. Does not accept it. He says, go higher. Go deeper, go higher. And so why is this? Because just as government make rules, and now, the government or king, like for instance, with this lockdown we're on at the moment, the government have made rules and guide rules. If we read in the news, they are meant to be followed by everybody. But we've heard in the past from one Scottish MP and the advisor of our wonderful Prime Minister, that he broke the lockdown rules. So they made the rules, but they broke them. So Lord Chaitanya can break his own, Krishna can break his own rules, as the king does. So in reply, Lord, in this section here, Lord Chaitanya rejected Ramananda's proposal because in the age of Kali, the Vanashram Dham is so degraded that any attempt to restore it to its original position will be hopeless. He also rejected Vanashram Dham because it has no value in relation to pure devotional service. The second most important consideration is that even if Vanashram system is strictly observed, it still cannot help one to the highest plane of transcendental service of Godhead, which Prabhupada writes in this purport. So this Vanashram Dham brings us to the human level, to the human consciousness, and then, as the Prabhupada writes, unto the godly consciousness. So then, further down, Prabhupada writes, Lord Chaitanya declared the system of Vanashram Dham to be external. Lord Chaitanya wanted human beings to make further advancement in the process of spiritualization than what is possible by the performance of Vanashram Dham. So Prabhupada accepts Vanashram Dham, we have to follow it. And but at the same time, we have to make advancement, and this is through the connection. First, we have to come off the animal platform. We have to, because so many times, so many classes I've heard from Govinda Maharaj, and he has free of his disciples. I know who they are, but I won't mention their names. One he calls a two-legged animal. One he calls the hog. And then one he calls the sea hog. And I know who they are, but they have been here. And they admitted, yes. And so even though we may, when he speaks like this, he's talking, we may be on the level, you know, following practicing spiritual life, but if there's any substance of material life within us, then that's still animalistic. Napranti is still in us, sleeping, mating, eating, and defending. This is animal life. And by having connection with Lord Nityananda through his manifestation as the spiritual master, we can come to the human platform. Human platform, and then we can progress to, as Prabhupada says here, into godly consciousness. That is what Prabhupada said, writes here. To bring us to make advancement in this book here, to our to knowledge of our eternal relationship with Krishna. In the morning, when we were dressing the deities, we would read some prayers out. And before we started dressing, And one of the verses is, I can't remember the Sanskrit verse, but it says, I am not brahmachari, I am not grahastha, not brahma, I am servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis. We are eternal servants of Krishna, but we serve Krishna by serving the spiritual master who manifests, manifestation is that he's an eternal servitor of Radha and Krishna and serving them nicely in the spiritual world, and the other is that he's manifestation of Lord Nityananda. So we follow Vanashram Dham to come to the human platform, and then we have to make advancement, as Srila Prabhupada says in this purport, in this book here. So I'll finish there. But this morning, have a little surprise. Today, you know, we're in the month of Kartik. And generally, some devotees will go on the Brajmandal Parakram. So last year, some very kind Matajis from one temple. I asked them, you'll go on the Brajmandal. I said, yeah, please can you bring back some dust from all the places of the Brajmandal Parakram for me? And they said yes. And of course, me being past experience, people say yes, but they forget. But they kept their promise. So in this container is all the places of the Brajmandal Parakram, including Amritala, Vamsivat, Keshigat, all the places on Govardhan Hill, and also the dust from all the holy places on the Navadvip Mandal Parakram, which is non-different from Vrindavan, because, as I explained in the previous class, Mayapur Dham is a hidden chamber of Mayapur Dham. And the only way to reveal it, this hidden chamber, is to read the pastimes of Lord Caitanya in the Sri Chaitanya-charitamrita. Now, this dust is very precious. The reason is that this dust is precious because all for thousands or hundreds of years, all our previous acharyas have walked on this dust. Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, all our guru and parampara have walked on this dust. And many, Narottam Das Thakur, Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur, all our previous acharyas have walked on this dust. And it's so precious that one time I was watching a video on YouTube where one sannyasi in ISKCON, Mahanini Swami, was taking a group of Russian devotees around Govardhan, and they came to Prem Sarovar. And they took some simple khichdi prasadam. And then he said, after taking prasadam, he said on a little speaker system, I want the men on one side and the ladies on this side. And he said, now this is Vrindavan. He said, this is the dust of Vrindavan. I want all the men to roll in the dust and the ladies to roll in the dust. Then he said, I noticed you, some ladies, some of you got very expensive saris. And some of you men have got nice white silk saris. I mean dhotis. Dhotis. But you still roll in the dust. So everyone rolled in the dust. And then when they rolled in the dust, some of them got up because some of the dust got in the lady's hair, and you can see on the video the dust, the saris are covered with dust, and the men and the ladies, they with their expensive dhotis and saris, they went. He said, "Oi, oi, stop, stop this! This dust is pure dust of Vrindavan. This is very offensive." So roll the dust again and don't shake it off. So when you take your bath and you wash your clothes, then that's okay. But you don't shake it off like this. So this is how this dust is. So I'm going to put someone, then they can pass it around to everybody. Okay. And pass it, put it on your head, yeah. Everybody. I'll give them some more. Pass to the ladies. I'm your servant, as Bhakti Danu Thakur used to say. I'm just a bit. Actually, many places. I like Amritala. Do you know the pastime there? Amritala is after there's a tree there. And after the Rasa Leela, Krishna was feeling separation from Srimati Radharani, who was back in, thank you, Mataji, thank you, Javat, and under lock and key, you know, because Jatila and Kutila were, you know, watching her very carefully. So then, so he's sitting underneath this tree, and we know that Krishna is the color of a light blue monsoon cloud, light blue. And because he was so absorbed in Srimati Radharani, his complexion changed to molten gold. So the acharyas explain the tattva behind this pastime is that he was so absorbed that his complexion changed because he was thinking of Srimati Radharani, and at the same time he was thinking, why is Radharani's, why does she love me so much like this? So the acharyas explain that this is a hint that Krishna will appear as Lord Caitanya in Kali Yuga, because he's changed his complexion, to understand why Srimati Radharani's love, why does she love me, how can I relish it, and how can I taste it? So that's one, like that one, right? So, any questions on the class or anything? I will try to answer.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you very much for the present and class and everything. And I have a question there. One moment, you were reading from the book that there is no point of actually establishing Vanashram Dhamma because it will be a failure in Kali Yuga. But then still Srila Prabhupada said that, you know, the half of his work is not still done in the ashram. So how to understand this is like something that we should apply?
We should follow it. As sadhakas, we should follow it. But in Kali Yuga, it's, as it said, if you read the book, if you can get, it's online. Prabhupada he writes that as he writes, we follow, as sadhakas, half is done, yes. But as we can see, we have to establish some Daivi Vanashram, but it's not eternal. It is temporary. Devotees are changing ashrams, you know. But the eternal Dharma of the soul is to love God. This is the real Dharma. So whatever ashram you're in, doesn't matter what ashram you're in, the goal is the same, to love God, to put God in the center. And for householders, for brahmacharis, pranaprasas, sannyasis, God should be the object of love. But somehow or other, it's difficult, with all respect to the householders listening, that I was hearing a class again from Gaurgwinda Maharaj, and he was speaking about this. And one thing about his classes is that after, on the video classes, is that from the, he's walking down to his hut in Brahmeshwara, and his devoted disciples are asking questions. And one of his brahmacharis disciples asked, you said, Gurudev, you spoke about, isn't it difficult for grahasthas to put them on the platform of love? You know, because in his class he was speaking, you know, put Krishna on the platform of love, an object of love. So then he said, What is this in relation to the wife and the children? He said, the reply was that if you put Krishna on the platform of love, you automatically love the wife and the children. Automatically. He gave the example that if you want to water a tree, you water it through the roots. You don't water the leaves individually. You water the roots of the trees, and then the leaves will come, or the fruit will come automatically. Things like that. Anyone else? Okay. Gantaraj Shimbak Matam Ki Jai.